Just kidding. I'm so done. Has it been good? Okay, two people think so. That's all right. We're going to keep going, and I'm so done. Last week, we talked about I'm so done not receiving God's blessing, and that was such a powerful word. And Pastor Paula already gave you a window into next week with, that's it. I'm going back. It's too hard. I'm going back. So probably you need to be here. This week, we're talking about I'm so done being tired. How many of you guys are tired? Yeah, all the hands. I'm so tired. I'm so busy. I'm so drained. I'm so overwhelmed. I have the kids and the laundry and the school and the house and the work and the sports and the piano and the dinner and the bills and the shopping and. I haven't had a day off in 23 days. I've worked 65 hours this week and I'm still not done. If this doesn't sound familiar to you at all, either you're lying or you're retired. But somehow our retired community find a way to stay busy. We stay busy like it's a mission that God himself handed over to us. And completing this mission of busyness, has become your identity. Doing the things is not just what you do, it's who you are. And therefore, if you're not doing the things, then who are you? You're nothing. You're replaceable. You're lazy. You're not needed. So we do. And we do. And we do. And we do. Until we can't do anymore. Because we need to prove that we're worth keeping around. You need me. And I'm going to prove it to you by doing all the things. The busyness becomes a badge of honor. It's something that we wear proud. And it's really the only one of the Ten Commandments that we brag about breaking. Consistently. We consistently brag about breaking it. Rarely do we hear someone bragging that they stole something or murdered someone or cheated on their spouse. Right? You say, oh my gosh, of course we don't. But we have no problem bragging that we haven't had a day off work in 27 days. We have no problem bragging that we worked a 60-hour week. It's the only Ten Commandment. God said it really clearly. He said, 6 days you work, 1 day you rest. It's the longest commandment of the Ten Commandments. And yet we are like, put a sticker on me and guess how many hours this week I worked. No wonder you're tired. No wonder you're done. So now that I've successfully gotten it silent in here, let's get started. That was just the intro. All right, Jesus, we need you. So will you just come and will you let every word that I speak, will it be directly from you? And it will it be for each and every person individually and uniquely? God, help us stir inside of us a desire to move after today. Because it's really easy to laugh and joke about something like this. But unless we move, we're going to be stuck. So Jesus, pierce our hearts, convict us where there needs to be conviction, and cause us to move forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's not about guilt or shame. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. Today is an invitation. It's an invitation to more. an invitation that offers an answer to your desperate plea that says, I'm just so tired. I prayed for somebody at the altar this morning who said to me, I'm just so tired. So I know that this is real. I know what we're feeling. Today is an invitation to move outside of that. The verse that we're going to be working out of today is Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. And I'm just going to read the whole thing and then we'll go back to chunks of it. Then Jesus said, that's why it's red. So in your Bible, if you're ever reading through your Bible and you see red letters, that means that Jesus is talking. And so that's why it's red up here on the screen. Then Jesus said, come to me. Everybody say, come to me. All of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle at heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. The invitation for today is to step into rest. Jesus said, I will give you rest. This verse talks about a yoke. And really, today in 2023, the only yoke that I deal with is in an egg. And I don't like them. It's the part of the egg I don't like. So I'm going to go ahead and have a picture put up there. Jesus was talking, he wasn't talking in code. The people that he was talking to when he said this knew exactly what he was talking about, because they used animals to get their work done. And oftentimes the animals would look like this. They'd be oxen. And this little T-shaped tool thing that we see here, that's a yoke. And what would happen is they would put the yoke on the oxen, and then at the end of the yoke there is where they would attach whatever tool or load that the oxen needed to carry. So they would attach it to that, and the weight set in, right? And now the oxen knew it was time to get to work, and they would start dragging whatever it was that this yoke needed to carry. So I want to go back to Matthew chapter 11 one more time. And I just want to read about the yoke. Now you have that word picture in your mind. He said, take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. What does your yoke feel like? What are you carrying? How heavy is it? And Jesus' invitation is for you to drop your yoke and take up his yoke, which he says is easy and light. That sounds great, doesn't it? Right? Okay, sign me up. But the truth is, it's hard work. Because it doesn't just say, I will give you rest. It doesn't say, then Jesus said, I will give you rest. There's a piece before that. I made you say it. What did I make you say? Come to me. The invitation to rest has a job for you. And the first thing you need to do is come to me. Come to Jesus. It doesn't say, distract yourself and I will give you rest. It doesn't say, zone out on Netflix or TikTok and I will give you rest. It says, come to me. Come to me. Which begs the question, how often are you bringing your stresses, your worries, your fears to Jesus? How often are you unfastening them like you would a yoke and handing them over to Jesus? I don't think it's an accident that we had the service time, the worship time that we had, right? Every single thing about today has been leading up to this moment. We've been talking about it since pre-service prayer that started at 9 o'clock this morning. We started talking about this idea of rest, of the heaviness. We started talking about the things that you're carrying. Then Pastor Jason comes up here and he talks about a backpack, right? Because a backpack is way more relatable than a yoke, right? But the message has been the same. Since we walked into this building this morning, the message has been the same. Come to me. Bring it to me. Put it down at my feet. And I'm a God of exchange. He said, I'll take yours and you take mine. But the difference is yours is super heavy and mine's not. The yoke that I have for you includes peace and joy and love. The yoke that I have for you doesn't feel like a heavy backpack that weighs you down. He said, I'll take that heavy one. Here, you take this. How often are you spending time with Jesus? Just quiet time, where his presence gets to be your only distraction. Because distraction makes it seem like it's going away, right? If I can just make myself busy enough, then I'll forget how heavy this thing is on my back. How many of you guys have been in really bad pain before and you're like, if I can just do this, it'll get my mind off of it and maybe I won't think about how bad I hurt. Hands up all over this place. How many of you have ever been so anxious, like there's a brick on your chest, and you're like, if I can just, you fill in the blank, then I won't think about it anymore. Distraction is what we run to. And it's keeping you seemingly safe. But the truth of the matter is, that can only last so long. And it really doesn't take that yoke away. Things are still heavy. You're just not thinking about it for a second. If we were to be honest with ourselves, how many of us use some kind of substance in order to just not think about how heavy it is? Yep, hands up all over this place again. Today is an invitation. An invitation to stop putting the mask on, to stop covering up the pain, the heaviness, the things that make you say, I'm so tired. Today's an invitation to put it at the feet of Jesus so that you don't have to pick up those masks. You don't have to pick up those distractions. But in order to come to me, in order to put that thing down, you're letting go of control. Oh, Pastor Cherie, are you kidding me? Let's just be real for a second. Sometimes we carry that yoke, that backpack, that whatever it is. We carry it because it's best in my hands, right? Or if I carry it, then they won't have to. That sounds all real nice, but it's not true. You just like control. You just like to be in charge. And that's why you keep carrying it, is because you don't trust that somebody else could do it better. You think that you're the best one for the job. The truth of the matter is, every time that you refuse to put something down, you're saying, God, I can do it better than you. Yeah. Oh, I would never. You do every day. You do every day. Every time you refuse to put it down, you refuse to take it to Jesus, you're saying, God, I think that I can do it better than you can. Unattaching from this yoke that Jesus is talking about means that you no longer have control. You were steering the load before. If we think about those oxen, once they have it attached, where they go is where the load is going. So when you're carrying that load, You have control over where it's going. You get to call the shots. You get to steer it. But unattaching from it and giving it to Jesus means that you lose control. I told you this was hard. Are you willing? Because Jesus says, come to me. And that sounds real nice and easy. But come to me means let it go. Let me have it. Let me steer it. Let me control. You say, I like control. I know you like control. I know you do. We've established this. It's the reason this message is so relatable. It's because you like control. We know. But the thing is, it's not possible for you to be attached to two yokes. Either you have the heavy one or you have the light one. Either you have your yoke or you have Jesus's yoke, but it can't be both. The invitation to rest comes when we choose to take his yoke upon us and give him ours. You might be wondering, why can't I sleep? Why can't I rest? Why am I so exhausted? Why am I so overwhelmed? It's because you still have control. You're holding tight. You've got that control. And he's saying, come to me. Come to me. Let go of the control for just a minute. Trust me when I say the one I have for you is better. I think of, there's somebody that actually goes to Hope City, and God showed them a picture. And it was a little teddy bear that was in their hand. And their hand is out like this, and they're holding on so tight to this teddy bear. And God has the other side of the teddy bear with one arm behind him like this. They can't see what is in that arm behind them. And they're fighting so hard for that teddy bear, so hard for that control. But what they don't know is that the teddy bear that's behind is so much bigger. And God is saying, if you would just let go, this is what I have for you, but you can't have both. If you'll give me this, I'll give you this. But you have to let go first. Okay. So we come to him, we let go of control, and I'm only going to speak on this for about 30 seconds because Pastor Paul is going to take it away next week. Refuse to pick it back up. Leave it there. I prayed this prayer with several people this morning, and probably several more of you need to hear it. Is Jesus, I'm giving this to you right now. Will you remind me tomorrow to give it to you again? And Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday? Because I'm going to keep coming back to this. And when I do, remind me that I don't want it. Your yoke is better. You're going to want to pick it back up. Don't. You've trained yourself to believe that everyone else is better off, safer. If you have that yoke, it's a lie. Stop believing it. You were not made to carry the weight of the world. That's why Jesus instructed us to come to him and take his yoke. Because what's on the other side of coming to me, of letting go of control and refusing to pick it back up, on the other side of that is rest. It's a choice. If you say, I'll rest when I get a chance, when I have time, I'm gonna rest, you will never rest. There's always something to do. You can always fill a calendar. Y'all are good at filling calendars, real good. Because calendars, filling our calendars is another form of distraction. So if I can just fill my calendar up enough, I won't think about how heavy this backpack is. You have to be intentional. You have to block out time to come to Jesus and accept his rest. You have to stop. Everybody say stop. We're not real good at stopping. But Jesus' invitation is counterculture. His invitation says, if you want more, do less. Everywhere else says, if you want more, do more. If you want to climb that ladder, do more. If you want to, you name it, do more. Jesus says, stop. Come to me. Lay it down. Breathe. And that is where there's a promise attached. We sang a whole lot this morning about promises and about how he always keeps his promises. This is a promise. I will give you rest. And he gives you a recipe. It's easy to think about it as like, oh, well, if I have to do this in order to get this. It's just a recipe. He's saying, come to me. And then this is the outcome. If you come to me, I'll give you rest. I'm going to invite the worship team back up here. Rest requires a few things. It requires for you to act. And really, you're like, Pastor Shree, you just said to stop. And now you're saying to act? The acting is the stopping. The acting that he's calling you to is to cease action. It's to stop for just a minute. Stop working. Stop cleaning. Stop doing. You're like, oh, my house will be dirty. We're not talking about for 3 weeks. How about just for one day? How about just for 1 hour? Stop and just be with Jesus. Here's the thing. If you go into this with the intention of like, okay, as soon as there's a break in my schedule, I'm going to do what you said. I'm going to stop. I'm going to rest. I'm going to break. You're going to fail. I'm just being real with you. You're going to fail. And then you're going to come back and you're going to be like, I tried, Pastor Cherie, but it just didn't work. Well, yeah, being intentional looks like planning it out, scheduling. Some of you need to open your phone right now and you need to find and block out a time and add a reminder or maybe two to remind you to spend time with Jesus, because until you make it a habit in your life, you're never going to remember. It's never just going to happen. You have to plan for this. There's always going to be other things. There's always going to be things that you're like, oh, I really should. Don't. I told my students this last week. I said, every single time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. And so my question to you is, in saying yes to all the things, are you saying no to God? What are you saying yes to that is actually a no to God? Whether it's your time, your priorities, your life choices, what are the things that you're saying yes to that are at the same time saying no to God? If you don't plan for it, you're never going to stick to it. Here's what I want you to do. If you're in this room and you're like, I have that heavy yoke, that heavy backpack, yep, got it on. But Pastor Shree, you're asking me to do something that I feel like is 18 steps that way and I'm right here. I get it. Right? I get it. If you're sitting in this room and you're like, I want to bring my backpack to Jesus, but I don't even have a relationship with Jesus, that's the first step. I will gladly walk all the way back here to where you're at. Okay, now we're in the same spot. This is the first step. Step two, don't worry, I'm going to invite you to drop that backpack. But first, we need a relationship with Jesus. So if you're in this room right now, and you would be brave enough to just raise your hand and say, yeah, that's step one for me. I need a relationship with Jesus. Just raise up. Yep. Come on. Come on. Two. Come on. How many up? Yep. Yep. That's step one. That's step one. Here's all you got to do. Just say, Jesus, I believe in you, and I'm ready to give my life to you. So today, I say yes. I don't want control anymore. Because me being in control is messy. So forgive me for all the times that I've missed the mark. And from today forward, I want to give you control. Amen. It's the best decision you'll ever make. If you made that decision for the first time, or maybe for the 80th time, but you're ready this time. This is it. After we get done, when I release, I want you to go back to this corner here that says next steps. We've got people back there that want to pray with you. They want to get you a Bible. And they want to make sure that you know you're not alone in this journey. You've got people that want to surround you. Okay, let's come back over here now. You're in this room, and you're like, yep, I'm carrying that heavy yoke, and I'm done. I want to give over control. I'm ready for that rest, but I understand that it's going to take work. If that's you, I want you to stand to your feet right now. Come on. There's more than that. Come on. Yep. You can clap for yourselves. You're being brave. Come on. Okay. I'm going to speak something over you. And then the first step to this come to me starts with worship. So the worship team is going to lead us as we physically bring our backpacks to Jesus, our yokes to Jesus, and we say, Jesus, I don't want this anymore. The thing I want to read over to you, it's a paraphrase of the verse that we just read. So it's a paraphrase of Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. It says, are you exhausted all the time? Waking up to your alarm clock day after day, always in a hurry, late for the next thing, impatient with life. Do you feel haggard? Rarely your best self? Drawing under the tide of options and opportunities. We'll just keep going. Constantly trying to catch up to the ideal life that is always just out of reach. Come to me. Slow your whole life down. Let me show you how to shoulder the weight of life with ease, even joy. Other people offer escape aplenty. I offer you something more. Real, true rest. Soul level rest. Copy the details of my life. Pattern the rhythms of your life after mine, and slowly but surely, I will teach you how to live with more ease and gratitude and joy than you ever thought possible. I want to zoom in on slowly but surely. If you expect for this to happen overnight, you're going to be disappointed. This come to me is an invitation that is a daily and hourly invitation. It's something that with time, as we continue to come back and back and back to Jesus, that rest is going to be something that we naturally learn to walk in. So here's what I want you to do. I'm going to ask you to just lift up your hands. And all you're doing when you lift up your hands right now is we're doing what point number two was. We're letting go of control. These open hands, it's really hard to hold on to something with hands like this. And so this is just an outward representation of what you're doing in your heart. You're saying, I don't want to hold on anymore. And as we worship, I'm going to let you, on your own, give this to Jesus. I want you to say, Jesus, I don't want to carry this anymore, so I give it to you. And you keep this posture until you feel like you're completely unhooked from that yoke. If you still feel that heavy burden, I don't want you to stop. You keep going until it's gone. Okay? So Jesus, we give it to you. We say it's yours. And you see every single person in this room who is standing as a way of saying, I'm so tired. So I'm trusting you, Jesus, that your yoke is going to be so much lighter. And what you have for them in store is so much better than what they're holding.